Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the gang member convicted of killing 15-year-old Junior Guzman Feliz has been found dead in prison. It's not clear how Janiki Martinez Estrella died. The 31-year-old man serving a sentence of 25 to life at the Coxsackie Correctional Facility. In June of 2018, Guzman was chased by four cars filled with gang members who mistakenly thought he belonged to a rival gang. He was stabbed in the neck and died after trying to hide inside a bodega. A federal judge has blocked President Trump's latest attempt to throw out a defamation lawsuit brought by the Central Park Five. The five men who were wrongly convicted of raping a female jogger in the park in 1989 filed suit back in October. They cited a number of false statements the president made during his September 10th debate against former Vice President Kamala Harris, including that they'd killed someone and pled guilty to the crime. The five men who were convicted as teenagers were later exonerated after spending years in prison. Well, it wasn't nearly as big, but former Jets quarterback Zach Wilson and his fiancée tied the knot at St. Patrick's Cathedral this weekend. A reception held yesterday at the Rainbow Room. Nicolette Delano, the new Mrs. Wilson, wrote, "Best night ever." On a photograph on her Instagram story, Wilson is now the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. Rainbow flags are flying as the Pride March marches downtown this afternoon. Millions lining the streets from Manhattan Square to the West Village and a slew of neighborhoods in between to enjoy the city's annual celebration of LGBTQ rights. Spectators say they wouldn't miss it, even if today's summer weather wasn't near perfect for the event.
I was actually the one who said, guys, let's go to Pride. Please, like, we have to, because the majority of our friend group is queer, and we are here, we are queer, and it's important to recognize and to acknowledge that we will always be here. We were always here, we will forever be here, and it's important to love those as we love each other.
Now, it's the 55th year for the New York March, and although it's one of the biggest Pride events in the nation, it does not include LGBTQ police officers this year. That's because parade rules ban all firearms, even service weapons. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch joining a protest this morning of the Gay Officers Action League, and she sounded off about it.
Those uniforms can be bullet magnets, and I will not send my officers out there in full uniform to any event without their service weapons. That policy hasn't changed, and it is not going to change. So by saying that our officers can participate, they just can't bring their weapons, it's a functional exclusion of them, and I see right past it.
NYPD officers are required to carry their service weapons when in uniform, even during an event like the Pride March, but organizers say rules are the rules. A police asking for the public's help to identify the person who pulled a knife on a West Village bar employee and destroyed LGBTQ signs. It happened Monday, June 16th, 5 in the morning, in front of the gay bar Monster. Dan Toby is the general manager. He says it was shocking. Now, the Monster, located directly across the street from the Stonewall National Monument. Zoran Mamdani continuing to put himself out there after securing the Democratic nomination for New York City mayor. He was on NBC's Meet the Press this morning.
We can beat anyone that's in this race, because what we've shown is that this is a campaign that has the support of more than 400,000 New Yorkers. In the first round of Tuesday night, we got more votes than Eric Adams did by the last round of 2021. And ultimately, it's a referendum on how he made this city so unaffordable.
Mamdani was asked again if he could condemn his use of the slogan "Globalize the Intifada." He says it's not language he uses, but added the mayor shouldn't police speech.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.